Sherman's Search, Part 4, I Built It For You. It had been a few weeks since Sherman had arrived at the town of Pier, and he was feeling more comfortable now. He had been looking every day for the item his dad had told him to find, but he was not having much success. He had been thinking about the letter his dad had left with him that said, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Sherman was still trying to figure out how this was supposed to show him what he was looking for. On this warm, sunny morning, Sherman decided to hike through the woods in search of the special item. He strolled among the tall, pine-scented trees, keeping his eyes peeled for anything that stood out. As he was walking, he came upon something that resembled a house, but it was built out of small sticks and looked like it was going to fall over at any moment. Sherman assumed this was just an old fort that some kids had built and forgot about, but as he passed by, he heard some rustling coming from the inside. Suddenly, out of the opening came a man. Sherman was surprised to see someone inside of the poorly built structure. "Hello there," said Sherman. "What's your name?" The man appeared a bit startled and said, "My name is Isaac." Sherman walked over to Isaac and extended his hand. "I am Sherman. It's a pleasure to meet you. May I ask what you are doing out here?"
"I live here," replied Isaac.
Sherman was shocked. "Why?" he asked.
"Since my home burned down, I had to move out here. I lost everything and have nowhere else to go," said Isaac.
"Don't you have any friends whom you can live with in town?" asked Sherman.
"I do not want to bother any of them. They all barely have enough to feed their own families. I cannot ask them to take care of me as well."
Sherman felt sorry for Isaac. He had never considered what it would be like to have no house, no bed, and no food to eat. "I am very sorry to hear of your loss," Sherman said thoughtfully. He said goodbye and quickly returned to his house and took out the envelope of money his father had given him. He carefully counted out what he needed, then made a call and ordered lumber and other building materials. The next day, many trucks pulled into the town of Pier, stacked high with supplies. Sherman had hired workers to build a new house. They got right to work, and Sherman worked right alongside them all day and late into the night. After a few weeks, the new house was completed. Sherman was exhausted. He had barely slept over the last few weeks and couldn't wait to fall into bed that night. But he had one more thing left to do. Sherman walked back out into the woods. He came to the small shelter where he had met Isaac and said, "Isaac, get your things and come with me."
"Why? Where are we going?" asked Isaac.
"You will see," said Sherman. They walked back to town together. Up ahead, Isaac noticed a newly constructed house and asked,
"Who built a new house? No one in this town has had enough money to build a new house for a long time."
"I built that house," said Sherman, "but it is not for me. This home is yours, Isaac." Isaac stood in disbelief. When Sherman looked over at him, he saw Isaac's face light up with the biggest smile he had ever seen.
"Sherman, I do not deserve to have this. Why would you do this for me? It must have cost you a huge amount of money to build this."
Sherman was quick to reply, "I had never considered what it would be like to not have a home or a bed. I was so sad, I decided I wanted to give you this." Sherman waved to Isaac, who was smiling, still in disbelief, on the steps of his new house. He was yawning, and every muscle in his body hurt, but his heart was filled with more joy than he had ever felt before.